Well, he sits at his stable door, and he's combing his coal black steed, and he's doubting on fair Margaret's love, and his heart began to bleed. Give corn unto my horse, mother, and meat to my man John, and I'll away to fair Margaret's bower before the night comes on. Oh, stay at home with me, dear Willie, oh, stay at home with me, and the very best cock in all the roost for your own supper shall be. It's all your cocks and all your roosts I value not a pin, but I'll away to fair Margaret's bower before the night sets in. Oh, if you go to fair Margaret's bower without the leave of me, in the deepest part of the Clyde water, then drowned you shall be. Oh, the good steed that I ride upon cost me thrice £30, and I'll put trust in his swift feet to take me safe and sound. He's ridden over the high, high hill and down the Dowie Den, and the rushing in the Clyde water would have feared 500 men. Oh, roaring Clyde, you roar so loud, your streams are wondrous strong. Make me a wreck as I come back, but spare me as I'm going. Oh, when he's got to fair Margaret's bower, he told long at the pin, rise up, my May Margaret, rise up and let me in. Oh, who is this at my bower door calling May Margaret's name? It's only your first love, little William, this night come to your home. Open up your gates this night, open and let me in, for my boots are full of the Clyde water, and I'm frozen to the skin. My barns are full of corn, Willie, and the stable's full of hay, and my bower is full of gentlemen, they'll not remove till day. Then it's fare thee well to you, May Margaret, fare thee well and adieu. For I have won my mother's own curse in coming this night to you. And he's ridden him over the high, high hill and down yon Dowie Den, and the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie's cane from him. He's leaned him over his saddle bow to catch his cane again, and the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie's hat from him. He's leaned him over his saddle bow to catch his hat by force, but the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie from his horse. And the very hour that that young man sank into the waters deep, there up and awoke this May Margaret out from her drowsy sleep. Come here, my mother dear, and read my dreary dream. I dreamed my lover was at our gates, and nobody let him in. Lie down, you May Margaret, lie down and take your rest. For since your lover was at our gates, it's but 2 quarters past. Then nimbly rose she up, went to the river's brim, and the loudly that this lady cried, the louder grew the wind. And the very first step that she went in, she stepped up to her feet, and it's oh, and alas, this lady cried, the water's wondrous deep. And the very next step that she went in, she's waded to her knee. Says she, I would wade farther in if I my true lover could see. And the very next step that she went in, she waded to her chin. In the deepest part of the Clyde water, she found sweet William in, saying, you have had a cruel mother, Willie, and I have had another, and now we'll sleep in the Clyde water like sister and like brother.